We are back again here at the On Deck Circle podcast, brought to you by the Fantasy Six Pack. I'm one of your I'm your only handsome host. I am one of your hosts, Nick Zanaboni. You can find me on Twitter, nzanaboni93. That's pretty much it. I'm at my parents' house tonight, so got a different background, different lighting, not as high up. Hopefully I still look handsome. I know I do. Got a very exciting show today, actually. First, I want to bring in my guy, Jason, because we got some questions to ask. What's up, my guy? How are you?
What up, Nick?
Not much, man. So, I'm asking you because I feel like you have a good answer for this.
Okay.
What is your favorite fall thing? Ooh. Like, so as an example, I love hoodies. Sure. So like fall is like wearing a hoodie to me. My best fashion is my fall fashion. You throw on a little scarf, hoodie, whole thing. Mm-hmm. So for you, what's your favorite? Like it could be beer, it could be pumpkin picking, it could be a whole thing.
Yeah. This is a tough one. I'm a bit of a holiday guy, so both Halloween and Thanksgiving. You know, Halloween, I like this dive in head first, you know.
Yeah.
Scary movies galore.
Do you decorate? Candy. Like
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of decorations. And unfortunately, my wife does not like scary movies, so I'm pretty much stuck on my own watching those, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Thanksgiving. I mean, what's not to like about Thanksgiving, man? Football, tons of great food.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Between those two, I'll just say the holidays, I guess.
Okay. I had to go apple picking this past weekend.
It's funny to say that. I'm actually going on Saturday.
Yeah. What's awesome, my cousin lives on an apple orchard, so we don't have to pay anything. And we just, like, we bring bags. So everybody's getting apples.
Nice.
What are your kids going to be for Halloween? Do we know yet?
They don't. They keep going back and forth between they want to be Fortnite characters or Pokemon characters. Yep.
Checks out. Perfect. Yeah. Let me guess. They're like 6 and 4.
Close, man. 7 and 3. 7 and 4. 7 and 4.
Okay. All right. Dave, it is your turn, and I'm actually very excited for this question for you.
Are you now? Oh, man.
Just because I can't think of you actually being athletic.
Oh, wow. Well, boy, would you be surprised. Well, maybe not today, but.
Yeah, just your greatest athletic feat. What is it?
Okay. Okay, well, I'll try to make this as short as I can, I guess. So back in high school, I was a pretty good pitcher, right?
Yeah.
And our team was pretty good. Like, I mean, we weren't like super crazy awesome, but like we won the conference every year and, you know, we were okay. In our district, however, was the number one team in the state by a fucking mile. I was in the same class as, you guys remember Nate McClouth?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I was in the same class as Nate McClouth. And so they went their freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, undefeated in the regular season, undefeated through the playoffs.
Yeah.
Their senior season, of course, they had, let's see, I think they had, and this is, Jason can probably have a little more respect for this because he knows the area a little bit better, but we're talking up around, you know, the Traverse City-ish type area, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, you know, they had, I think, 4 kids that got drafted. They had 7 or 8 kids that had that went to college afterwards. And so, you know, this was all, you know, in that one class. So anyways, they were undefeated during the regular season. We actually scheduled them to play a game during the season, a doubleheader during the season. And where we're from, everything's a doubleheader because the travel is so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, the closest team that we had was about a half hour trip. And the longest trip we had was this was in our conference, just to give you an idea how far apart some of these schools were. Our furthest travel was a conference game, Nick. It was 3.5 hour trip.
What?
Yeah. And that was a conference game. Okay. But anywho, so we were supposed to play during the regular season. you know, the coach and I were going back and forth on, you know, should I start one of those games? Because normally I would start one of those games, but we also wanted me to not pitch so that when we met in the districts, they've never seen me live. Well, it didn't matter because it ended up getting rained out. So, anyways, we're facing them in the and we drew them in the first round. We'd always missed them in the first round throughout high school. We always faced in the district final, and they'd always wax us. So, to this point in these guys' career, they have not lost a game in high school. Okay, so I was going up against Nate McClouth. Basically, Nate McClouth threw a no-hitter against us, mm-hmm. but we beat them 2-0. So they did not score a run on me. I think I only gave up one hit, and it was a double to Nate. So we gave them their one and only loss, and then nice. And then proceeded to fucking lose in the district finals. Right. So go fucking figure, right? So that would be my greatest achievement, I guess, was giving Nate McClouth his only high school loss.
That's pretty cool. I hit 7 threes in a basketball game last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was just hot. It made no sense. I got.
All right. Well, Nick, since this was mostly your idea.
It is.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you kind of talk about our new segment that, you know, is kind of an off-season kind of thing, even though I know baseball is still going on. I don't know about your guys' dynasty leagues. We'll get into that here a little bit later on, but I know that all of my head-to-heads ended on Sunday, and obviously the rotos are still going on, so I feel like we're kind of at the end of the season as far as, you know, I'm concerned, so mm-hmm. need a different off-season topic. On the Farm is cool. Maybe we'll hit it every once in a while, but
yeah.
Nick proposed this idea. I gave it a name, so why don't you
explain that a little bit. Yeah, Dave came up with a very good name, actually.
Yeah, I should have wore the shirt. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah,
go I thought get sure you were going to.
No.
No, God damn it. Anyways, all right, go ahead. No,
this segment's going to be called The Perfect Draft. Each week, I'm going to come up with, or Dave or Jason's going to come up with just a topic, and we're just going to have a snake draft of things. So, for example, today's topic is going to be ballpark foods or drinks, things you pick up at the ballpark, all that stuff. Then I would like you, the listener, by listener, I literally mean the one person that's listening. I need you to tell us who had the best draft or the most perfect draft. Maybe we can make a graphic or something. I don't know.
We don't have the budget for graphics.
Yeah. So I believe Dave did a randomizer for the start of the snake. I have my list ready on my phone. Oh, also, brand new iPhone 13 over
wow.
here.
Oh, fancy.
I am balling.
So fun fact here, by randomized draft, what I really did was I didn't think it was fair for you to go first, Nick. So you were automatically not number one.
Okay.
And then I had to decide between myself or Jason to go number one. And I thought it was only fair if we let Jason go first.
Yep.
So Jason automatically got number one.
Yep.
And then I let you have number two and I just took number three. So that's how the randomized draft worked.
Okay.
I completely picked it myself. But right. I told you it was random.
Hey, it's all good with me.
But either way, we're doing food or ballpark food or beverage.
Yes, sir.
Jason, you've got the first overall pick. I'm going to write this down here so I can keep track of what we got going here. So we're doing four rounds, right, guys?
Four rounds, yep.
Okay, four rounds, snake. Jason. You got snaking. First pick.
Are we snaking, right?
Nope,
yeah, we're snaking. Doing snake.
So it's you, me, Dave twice, me.
All right. This one was tough. You know, I won one. I got a lot of options. But
yeah.
Being a Chicago guy, I got to go hot dog.
Yep. I see you.
That's
how are you dressing that dog?
Chicago style.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know exactly what that means. So
it's
please
just
all right, yeah.
Please tell onions. Me. I really don't.
Yeah. Onions, relish, pickle, tomato, and sport peppers. And a little bit of celery salt, depending on
what's
where you're from.
What's the difference between pickle and relish?
Relish has got like a sweetness to it. It's like a you know, they put it with a bunch of sugar and stuff, but
and it's like chopped up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and chopped up. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So hot dog off the board for you, Nick. Well, what are you going with here? Pick number two.
Mine are first pick. All I think I'm gonna get all four of mine.
Okay.
Of my top four.
Well, go ahead. I'm gonna
go soft serve in the helmet cup.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. That's on my list, but it was down there. So yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So fun fact. I didn't write anything down.
Okay.
And I told you guys that it was gonna be pretty basic from me when we talked about this earlier today. When I go to the game, I usually eat before I go in the first place. So mm-hmm. you know, so I'm not buying like a $20 hamburger and shit, you know. But I'm also there, you know, to watch the game typically. So I don't want to leave and miss an inning or something, you know, to go grab something. So I don't get a lot of food. With that being said, my number one pick, I think, and it's not necessarily the most convenient to eat, but I'm going to go nachos.
Okay.
I like nachos in general. And, you know, if I do go and I am going to wait in line, I am going to get something. Nachos is always something that I'm keeping an eye out for. So I'm going to go nachos.
If I didn't have the 1-1, let's say I had the 1-2 or the 1-3, nachos definitely would have been my pick. I mean, you can't go wrong with nachos.
Though I hate nachos that have that fake ass cheese on.
Oh, it's the best, man!
Yeah, I love like all kind of cheese. Yeah, cheese is awesome. All right, so the only thing I had in my head was nachos, so I hadn't thought past nachos. So first of all, I'm glad nobody took nachos. Second of all, I'm ill prepared for my second pick. So what I'm gonna do right now is I can't go food. Again, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna get a drink off the board here. I'm trying to think how I want to go now. The reality of the situation is, if I were to be getting a drink, I would be getting a soda.
Yeah.
But what I'm gonna pick here is, and I don't know if this is everywhere. Maybe it is, and I don't know. But I've seen this a lot of times at the Lugnuts games. What I'm going to get is I'm going to get a beer bat. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And because it would be lame of me not to say what's going to go in there. I will give you something lame that's going to go in there. And I will say, I'm going to put a Bud Light in that beer bat.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Right. But I know. Right.
Atta boy.
All right. So Nick, you're up. You've got a soft serve ice cream in a helmet.
All right.
What are you pairing that with?
Here we go. I'm going pretty sweet with my first two picks.
That's okay.
And you guys might not understand this, but it's a hot chocolate.
Okay.
Playoff game.
What if it's like July?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't get it then. You get it when you're in the playoffs. You earn that hot chocolate in October.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Okay, hot chocolate. I don't like it, but fair enough. So, all right, Jason, your second pick here. You got a hot dog to start with.
Yep, I'm gonna follow it up with peanuts.
Nice.
I thought I was the basic bitch, but I guess maybe not.
I mean, I also you know, we got to think about it here, man. All my games are Wrigley Field. We don't have fancy kitchens here. Yeah, I'm sure Fenway's kind of the same way, right?
Yeah.
There's not many fancy kitchens and concessions at Wrigley, so. I'm kind of basing it off of what my home stadium is. And yeah,
I get it.
Hot dog, peanuts, and then, yeah. Do I go again? Or
Yeah, you
got the first pick. What did you?
Oh, you did nachos and beer.
Okay. Yeah, so let's recap the first two rounds in real quick. Jason, okay. You went with hot dog. Mm-hmm. Nick, soft serve in a helmet. I went nachos and beer bat. Nick came back with a girly hot chocolate. And Jason went with these nuts.
Yep. All right.
So you got a wiener and nuts, Jason. What are you pairing with
I
that?
I really wanted to get.
You better get a sausage because that would pair perfectly.
So wiener, nuts, it's and weird the way my list is right now. Those are my top two: hot dog and peanuts. But you said beer, which was my third.
But I said beer bat.
Yeah, you can like. Is there a certain beer that you get? Because he said a Bud Light.
Yeah, this I said a true. Beer bat. I was very specific. I didn't just get like a beer.
Yeah, there's so many good ones left. I mean, I kind of maybe just skip. Well,
you know, we'll you got it. After this, you got the last pick. So
right,
you've got a bunch of picks.
We'll go with a nice frosty old style. in the bleachers of Wrigley Field, which is a beer.
Okay. Is that what the cup snakes are made out of?
Yeah, that or Bud Light.
Yeah.
All right, Nick. All right. Soft serve in a helmet, hot chocolate.
All right. What's your third choice? This is specific to the old Rangers Stadium. They have a bacon on a stick, and it's like thick, and it is so good. So bacon on a stick.
Okay. It sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen.
Oh, I'm dead by the age of 50.
Okay. Like I said, I had nachos in my wheelhouse, and then that was it. I went beer bat. I got to go another food. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to go soft pretzel with cheese, boys. I'm going to go soft pretzel with cheese.
I would have went mustard, but that's fine. But you
That was on my list.
I'll tell you what. You're right. You know, I've already got the cheese in the nachos. I'm going to go with mustard. I was going to say, I do like cheese. But all right. So soft pretzel with mustard. So let's see here. I can't do another beverage. To me, that doesn't make sense personally. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with my son's favorite. So this is actually, this to me is almost like cheating because I'm getting a beverage kind of, but I'm also getting a food at the same time.
Root beer float?
Frozen lemonade.
Ooh.
Oh, I had that one.
I'm gonna cap it off with a frozen lemonade. Frozen lemonade is, you don't save that for the playoffs. A frozen lemonade is for middle of the season.
That's when the Tigers play.
Yeah, exactly. When the Tigers are playing, I want a frozen lemonade. When, you know, Red Sox and Cubs and stuff are on, then that's where a hot chocolate comes in handy. So yeah.
I had the lemon icy on there. Yep.
Yeah, frozen lemonade. Thanks to my son. That is his favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, Nick.
You guys are going to get mad at this one. I'm going a Fenway Frank because that's different than a hot dog, my friends. It is. I mean,
if you say so.
Oh. It is.
Okay.
I mean, we allow two different beers, so we can allow.
Yeah. I mean, but again, though, the same question, though. How are we dressing? I don't know how that comes.
What's a Fenway Frank? What's that?
We need some deets.
It's just the type of hot dog it is. But a Fenway Frank, you can just put whatever. It's just a hot dog.
Well, what are you putting on it, though? Whatever. Either way. How are you dressing
that? I just put ketchup on it. Or I raw dog it.
Okay. Yeah. I would almost pay to see that. I would almost drive to Boston, buy you a ticket, not next to me, of course, but buy you a ticket and then buy you a Fenway dog just to watch you raw dog it.
I'll just send you a video.
That works. All right, Jason, last up here, quick little recap. You got a hot dog, peanuts, and a beer, basically. More basic than I am, surprisingly. How you rounding this out, man?
The only other basic thing left that I'm getting is going to be a slice of pizza.
Oh, yeah, see? So I was thinking about that for mine, too. That was my initial thought, and then I didn't go that route. So what kind of pizza are you getting, man?
Just cheese.
Just the cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so.
Good one.
So we'll have everyone go ahead, throw in your comments who you think's got the best selection here. So we'll go Jason. Jason went Chicago style hot dog, peanuts, old style beer, and a slice of cheese pizza. Nick, yeah, that's classics, man. Like that's kind of how I thought my list was gonna work out, you know. Nick went a little off the charts here. That's okay. We went soft serve in a helmet, classic. Sprinkles or no sprinkles?
No.
Sprinkles, a hot chocolate, bacon on a stick, and a Fenway Frank with just some ketchup. I'm going nachos, beer bat, soft pretzel with mustard, and frozen lemonade. So,
love it.
So yeah, so let's hear. Love to hear what you guys think about those choices. And then next week, we are open to suggestions on the topic. It can be. It could be anything baseball related. So could be, you know, I don't know, greatest second baseman of all time, fastest players of all time,
or favorite, just your teams.
Yeah, favorite player of all time. You know, favorite ballpark. You know, whatever it is, just baseball related. So we're open to suggestions. If we get one that we like, we'll be happy to use that. Otherwise, we'll pick one here. So
yeah.
So last one I want to get into here, and I know people aren't gonna want some super great detail on this necessarily, but I want to talk about, you know, how we've done in, you know, our top three or our three most important to us dynasty leagues of the year. And then I wanted to just real quick kind of go over what we think is our best and what we think is our worst trade and just get a real quick opinion on the guys, you know, on how that trade went. So any volunteers to go first?
I'll go.
Okay. I will go. You'll go. Okay.
Yeah. That's
all right. So 30 Rock is mandatory. Throw that in there wherever you want to tell us what the league is, you know, how you did, what the state of that team is, and then run us your best and worst trade real quick.
All right. So I'll start with 30 Rock. I'm currently.
Well, hold on. I do have a comment here. It's actually through our 30 Rock chat. So I can't put it on the screen, but John B.
Yep.
Says, Jason is a runaway winner here. Okay. So we got one pick. So I'm gonna give that a thumbs down real quick. go ahead, Nick.
I hope John's watching because
he's got to be watching. I already know.
Oh yeah, well still watching because I'm gonna bring him up in a trade in about 55 seconds. So I'm in 22nd place in 30 Rock. My team is on the up and up. I'm excited about it going into next year. My best trade this season.
Fuck you, Jason. Don't be giving him a fire emoji.
I traded Tyler Glasnow and Franmil Reyes for Max Muncy and Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler is probably going to win the Cy Young, I think. I don't understand the awards this year. They make no sense to me.
Well, let's take a look here. So the betting favorites are probably your most likely to win. So yeah. I'm going to quickly, if I can, I'm going to try to look these up and see what.
While you do that, I will do my other one, which was I traded Alec Manoa. And it's Jose Garcia, but not Jose Garcia.
Yeah.
For Tristan McKenzie. I mean, like, McKenzie's been good, like, towards the end of the year, but I shouldn't have traded Alec Manoa. Did we figure out who the.
No, the only market that's still open is AL Cy Young.
Okay.
So.
All right. And next, in my other league, it's got a terrible fucking name. I'm probably gonna leave the league. Honestly, I don't like anybody. But
but it's one of your three favorites. Cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Awesome. I can't imagine what the other ones are like.
It's called Simply the Best, and it's legitimately simply the fucking worst. I traded Brennan Doyle of the Rockies for Hunter Renfro, who hit fucking 30 bombs. So, like, that's
a no-brainer.
Yeah, I finished in eighth.
Out of seven teams?
Oh, out of 30.
Okay.
But
so you simply were the eighth best?
Only the top four made the playoffs, but it was like a points thing. It made no sense. I was just mad about it. So that's probably
why.
And then my last one, which is like my home league, I guess. It's 24. Do we lose him?
He froze there for a second.
Yeah, I was frozen for something.
He was so impressed by your deal, you left him. Yeah.
he lagged
up. I believe. Simply the worst. I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then my last one, I finished in first. I'm currently in the championship. It ends this Sunday. My best one is I traded Judge, Yerman, and Castro for Garrett Whitlock and Bryce Harper. So that was fun. And my worst one was I traded Yandy Diaz for Seth Brown. I don't fucking know why.
So trash for trash?
Yeah, well, right?
Yandy at least gets on base and, like, plays.
Jason, you keep freezing. We can hear you, but you keep freezing. Yeah, so.
I just see a black screen for him.
Oh, do you?
Awesome. That's fun.
All right. You got one more to go? Or was that it? I think that was only two, wasn't it?
No. And then I just said the Judge one.
Yeah. Oh, I meant leagues.
My bad one. Oh, the league I don't like, my worst trade was it was on draft day. I traded Hassel and Cavalli for Kim of the Padres.
Oh, that did well. You still have time there, but oh, in both directions.
But like, I could have traded Hassel for better things later.
Yeah, probably. Well, that's a tough one because that's tough because you literally all unproven guys, even to this point for the most part. So
yeah, so that's it.
Wait, did I miss your 30 Rock? I think you kind of spit them through fast.
That was the first one.
Yeah, what was the?
My favorite one was Glass and Franmil from Bueller. Then it was Monea.
And I now am the proud owner of Max Muncy in that league.
Yeah. I then traded Max Muncy to you.
Yeah. All right. Jason, do you want to go? You want to go next?
Yeah. Let's keep, I guess, in the same format. 30 Rock teams down at the bottom. I so many trades in that league, and a lot of it's just like,
oh my God, I know,
just to fill innings pitched and at bats. But I think my biggest is with you, Dave, with the story for Lux, which,
yeah,
I don't know. At this point, it's looking like, probably my worst actually, but I just honorable mention, I got Eric Lawler for a third, which doesn't seem like a lot, but in a 30 teamer, Eric Lawler has been pretty impressive down the stretch here.
Okay.
And you know, this quick one, Gallo and Cole Wynn for Aaron Bracho, Reginald Posada, and John Classe. So I'm in a tank mode, so I just gotta
he
was just rotting. What's my guy? What's what's Gallo gonna do for me?
Yeah.
But true. I sold off so many pieces this year. I mean, you name it, I sold them off. I barely had a lineup. But then I think my favorite league actually is my hometown league. Obviously, just because for reasons unknown.
Fucking this fucking clown. I hope you enjoy your thumbs down, John Bratt. Yeah. But
my best deal in that hometown league was I acquired Yu Darvish for Daniel Lynch and Nate Pearson, which seems to be a steal at this point. I mean, Lynch has kind of shown promise at the end here, but
Pearson. Hey, Darvish has been iffy though at the end there too. I don't know. I mean, it's tough.
It's hard to say. I mean, Pearson could end up being just a middle rotation, maybe at the back end, but that's about
or maybe not even.
Yeah, exactly. And then this one I thought at the time was a good deal, but I think, I don't know, it's hard to say. It's kind of
we'll be the judge.
Yeah, you guys judge this one.
I don't know I should put this one. Hold on, I gotta decide. I gotta put this one up. This because this is funny because we just did the perfect draft segment.
Yeah.
And so John leaves the eat my perfect shaft, Dave. Oh man, I feel like that deserves a
deserves a shirt.
Oh, perfect shaft. I don't know.
Anyways,
Jason.
Yeah, the beginning of the season.
John's perfect shaft interrupted us.
Yeah, exactly. It was near the beginning more of the season, but I sold Bryce Harper for Randy Arozarena and Brennan Davis. At the time, I was middle. I'm like middle of the pack. You know, obviously.
And you're a Cubs fan, so like I get it.
Yeah, and
we'll see. That's. We're 3 to 5 years away from knowing how that turned out. That's definitely one of those where Arozarena is okay. Nothing wrong with him. But obviously Brennan Davis makes or breaks that deal. So to be determined. But that's not crazy.
At the time, if I would have known Bryce Harper was gonna have the season that he did, obviously hindsight's 2020, but
yeah, you
I
probably wouldn't make that trade today.
I probably wouldn't make that trade.
Brennan Davis's stock is also just gone way up. So I don't know. You might still do that trade. I don't know.
Yeah. And then the other league that I probably care most about is it's not even a D1S league, but it's Gator Souza's league. I didn't really make many trades in that. I got a pretty solid team in that. I'm actually fighting for third right now with Gator. Keep going back and forth for third. But I bought Grinke for Cole Irvin and Brent Honeywell. It's I'm gonna win now mode. So
yeah, win now. Of course, obviously, that's the only way that makes. I mean, Honeywell's probably a nothing, and Irvin's probably a. I don't know when you made it, but you probably sold high anyway. So
yeah, it was end of July, middle of July, something like right after the All-Star break, maybe.
So you sold high. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And then one of the only other trades, which I mean, it's basically I've only made two trades in that league, but I figured I'd bring it up. Genesis Carrera for Miguel Geraldo, which, you know, at the time he came to me for Genesis, so I just figured whatever, I don't need him.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Is that it? Or do you have another one?
No, those are all three.
All right. So I'm going to start with 30 Rock just because I've got two that I want to bring up as far as my favorite are concerned. So long ago, February 3rd, I traded with Michael Waterloo. I gave up Ryu in a fifth, and I got back a third and Julio Urias.
Beautiful. Great
so team. I obviously won the pick swap, a third, you know, gave up a five, mm-hmm. got a three. And then I think I won the starting pitching swap there too.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, I think Ryu's value was higher and Julio's was a little lower, and you know, they had different seasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other one is the most recent one, and it's not as impactful, I don't think, but for a lot of reasons, I think this deal made a ton of sense. And I did this with our favorite Mets fan, Daily Stash. And I gave up Trey Mancini, who I love, and I got back Pete Crow Armstrong and a first-round pick.
I didn't understand that from him.
So I think that is one hell of a deal for me. Yeah. And the best part of that deal for me in reality
is the pick, because then he can move it.
Well, not necessarily. Well, no. The main reason that I made this deal, like, I love Trey Mancini, but Trey Mancini was playing the outfield for me because I have Carlos Santana and Freddie Freeman at first base. Mm-hmm. Well, he's about to lose outfield eligibility. He hasn't played the outfield since 2019. So he was going to become a bench piece for me. So I had to trade him. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Mr. Bob Osgood, pet dick. I don't know what that means, but I appreciate the great trade part of that.
Blanchard's finest right there.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so Mancini was expendable, and I got back a prospect that I fucking love, PCA, and a first round pick. So, but I just wanted to throw in the Julio ones. I thought that was a good one. As far as worst trades, I guess.
Can we go over?
Well, I made so many trades in this league, and I don't dislike any of them really. So what I'll go with is one of the more recent ones, and the only reason I'll bring this one up is because the value of the guy that I gave up is significantly different in just the month since we made this trade. This guy went on an absolute tear. And I would say in the last month of the league, he might have been the MVP. Yeah, Salvador Perez. So I traded Salvador Perez for fairly obvious reasons. It's an on-base percentage league. And the categories that, you know, Sal was producing in are categories that I'm like at the top or near the top of the league in. So I was looking to get a little bit younger and, you know, get back a decent catcher. So I traded Sal Perez and a second round pick. I got back Omar Narvaez, which may not sound like much, but in an OBP league, I don't think he's drastically far behind Perez, but that was before Perez hit, you know, 73 home runs in September. So Sal Perez in a second, I got back Narvaez, I got back Zach DeLoach, and I got back Kevin Alcantara. So I like it because I need outfield help in that team, first of all. So I know those guys are far away, but they're both guys that I really like. Looking back on it now, it's probably not the best deal in the world, but even at the time, I didn't think it was too bad.
Yeah.
Let's go to the other 30 teamer. And I didn't make a ton of trades in this league. When I was looking back, I only made, I think, six or seven. But two really stand out to me. You guys want the bad one or the good one first?
Bad one.
Okay. Bad one was way back at the beginning of the year. So the bad one is the first trade I made, and the good one is the last trade I made. So this first one here, I don't know how this even came up. I honestly think I was just looking for pitching. And so I gave up Casey Martin, who is just nobody. I could care less about him. Mm-hmm. And then I gave up Nick Prado, which was obviously before he had a pretty good season. So I sold low, I guess, on Nick Prado. I got back a fourth-round pick, And what I think I got back is the main piece here would have been Matt Harvey, who I knew I was taking a shot on, but I don't care about Casey Martin. I still don't. He could be on waivers. I wouldn't pick him up. And Nick Prada was extraordinarily expendable. I honestly thought I was selling high on him after a, you know, a good spring training. So that, that didn't work out. I'd obviously rather have Prado than Harvey right now. The other one, I think we probably talked about this on the podcast here, so we can be fairly quick on it, but I still love the return on this. Basically from the time that Mike Trout got hurt in this league, I was looking to trade him. And honestly, when I drafted him, I only drafted him because he fell to me. I think I had the fourth pick, and he fell to me. So I took him for value with the expectation of I tried to trade him right from the beginning. And then when he got hurt, I think I was like third in that league. And I was like, okay, well, now I really need to make a push for him, but it's going to be harder to trade him, but I don't want to lose all this production. And anyways, I think I'm like fourth or fifth in the league, so I didn't drop much. But I was trying to trade him, and I couldn't get rid of him until August 31st, so less than a month ago. But I traded Mike Trout, a third-round pick, and Newton, shortstop from the Mets, to get another daily stash here trade.
Yep.
I got back, I think, a pretty nice return in all reality. I got back Bo Bichette, Chris Paddock, and Tommy Pham. So Pham was an outfield replacement because it's a 30-team league, and it's hard to trade a starter, even though I know Trout's on, you know, hurt, but it's hard to trade a starter and not get something back. Chris Paddock, I think, is a very buy low, not a super high ceiling, but, you know, in the 30-team league, I think he's a very quality starter. And then Bo Bichette, I think, is almost on par with Mike Trout. So, I mean, just Trout for Bichette, I think, isn't terrible. And yeah, then I get, like, and then I got younger, Paddock and Tam. Younger. Yeah. Paddock and Pham basically for a third round pick.
Bless you.
Okay. Bless you, so then I got a non-30 teamer that I'm in. And I make an astronomical amount of trades in this league. So this one's tough to flip through. I will say, and I hope he's listening because he always likes to give me shit. This is a trade that I made with a guy who last week had made a comment to me about who'd I give up. Anyways, whoever it was, I made a trade with Dan. And this time I got one over on him for sure. I ended up trading Justin Upton on June 13th. And I got a first-round pick for Justin Upton in a 14-team league. So I feel like that was a no-brainer.
Yeah, great value.
Let's see. John here says Bo over Trout in Dynasty right now. So basically, according to him, I got Paddock and Pham for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a smart fella, too.
Only with that comment, yes. let's see. If I'm looking at a bad trade in that league. Well, another good one is early before the season, I was really high on Yordan Alvarez. I still am. I gave up Kirilloff, Riley, and Rodriguez for him. So kind of pushed my chips in the middle of the pot there in that league with that trade, dealing Grayson, who I really like, Riley, who had a much better season than I expected, and then Kirilloff, who I like as well. Probably the worst trade I made in that league. I'm looking for something a little more substantial. I made so many trades in the league. I traded Wander Franco. I don't know if you want to hear my return on that.
What is it?
I'll be curious. You guys tell me what you think of my Wander trade then. A familiar name. I got Bo Bichette, Orelvis Martinez, and Garrett Mitchell. I think I would still make that trade today, no problem.
I would not.
No?
Okay. Oh, Bo, yes. Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. So let's see. I will say my worst trade. This is weak, but I was looking for pitching in that league. You know how I go. I'm balls to the wall on hitting, and I just hope to hit on some pitching.
Yeah.
And so I was looking to get some pitching. I don't care about picks a whole lot outside of like the first two rounds. So I got Michael Wacha in January. Michael Wacha for a third round pick. So, I mean, not like disgusting, but, you know, Michael Wacha was
fine.
was fine at times, but at the end of the day, he sucks.
He's still my
favorite. And so that third round pick, I guess I'd rather have the third round pick now, but that's probably my worst trade there.
Yeah, not too bad.
So, all right, boys. Well,
back, you know, it's like when you look back at the beginning of the year and you're it's fun to look back and see, oh, I traded that guy away. Like, what?
Yeah, especially when I make so many trades. So I'm just looking through this league here and I'm just kind of finding like the standout, you know, the standout trades that I made. Like, if you want another bad trade I made, and this was, again, you know how I feel about catchers. I feel like the same way about catchers as I do pitching prospects. And again, I'm chasing starting pitching. So on June 8th, a little bit before this guy's value really went up, but a guy that I really like, I just didn't need because I already had Adley on the team. But I traded Diego Cartea for Carlos Martinez. So that was pretty bad. And I probably got, it doesn't show on here, I probably got a future pick in that deal. But it doesn't show me in the history. So even if I did it couldn't have been more than maybe a second or a third at the best. Yeah. Maybe it was a fourth. Maybe it was a fifth. I don't know. So I couldn't have got much, but that was pretty bad. So you win some, you lose some. I mean, you know, we make a lot of trades. I mean, Lord knows, you know, that 30 Rock League is when you could make trades. It wouldn't be uncommon to see multiple trades a day.
An hour.
Like every day. And then the trade deadline was literally like the baseball trade deadline where all day long, just deals were flying. My DMs, I was talking to him and you and them and, you know, just working on things forever. So that was very realistic with the amount of trades at the deadline. And I just felt like I was glued to my phone all day because things were happening so fast and I was making trades to make other trades. And, you know, I mean, it was pretty crazy, but.
Moral of the story, join the 30-team dynasty.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? Jeez. All right, boys. Well, good stuff. We'll see what our topic is next week for the perfect draft.
Yeah, that was
fun. And we'll see what we come up with for end of season topics. Maybe we'll do stuff like
awards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. So season will basically be over at that point. So so I think we can do some awards. So
that'd be fun.
All right.
Let's all wear suits or tux next Tuesday.
I mean, we can if you really want to.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Suits it is.
I'll at least wear just the top part.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course. I'm not wearing the whole get up.
I mean, I'll get basketball shorts down below.
Yeah, who cares? Just you got to look good from like the neck up. You know?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I look forward to the awards. And we'll catch everybody next week.
All right, boys. Peace.
See you, boys.